Welcome everyone, Satnam, Shakti Activators, Tuesday, August 3rd, 2010. We are moving through intense energies, as we all know, and we are working with the Cardinal Grand Cross, which astrologers have been talking about it to us. For years, and the biggest experience that I have of this Grand Cross is that it pushes and it's pushing energies to release, to move up. So if you think about how a cross looks, I think somebody still needs to mute star six. Thank you. If you think about, just imagine that a cross is like what I'm seeing this astrological ground cross looks energetically like to me is that the center is a tube. We can think of it as an ascension tube or vortex or a container for the waves of energy that we've been talking about, the Kundalini waves of energy. The Mayan calendar talks about the waves of energy. We've been talking about moving into this ninth wave of energy. So I'm imagining that this ground cross is like this, the base of the cross, the stem of the cross, the vertical part, is an ascension chamber, a column of light. So basically, there's pressure from all sides. So as we've been talking about, Margie and Dr. Hitt, who have just passed to the other side, and how you might feel the pressure in your own life, breaking toes or other things that keep you focusing, however that's shown up for different people. I see this Cardinal Grand Cross as pressurizing, being pressurized from the side so that the energy moves up the center portal up into the ascension frequencies. And it's very pressurized because it's only going to a certain frequency at a certain place. In other words, we don't have kind of these unlimited possibilities right now. It's not okay for people just to do random things and have all kinds of space. The frequency needs to be raised up to the higher tones of frequency. And one of the main currents of energy that's happening right now is that, as we know, as chanters and meditators, and that's why we chant every time we get together, every week that we get together, is that everything that's held in form, science tells us, vibrates at a certain frequency. We know that's the basic law of the physical universe. So what's happening right now is these lower frequencies that hold certain forms in place are being broken up. And these higher frequencies are now coming onto the planet to be anchored in by us and people that chant. So with this, I see that this horizontal bar on the astrological grand cross is basically the lower frequencies breaking up and being forced into the center ascension chamber. So there's a lot of intensity and a lot of polarity, and we've been talking on the calls about how we're moving from the duality consciousness collectively into the unity consciousness. So the center chamber or the center column of the Grand Cross is that unity consciousness, but it's being forced into a specific vibrational pattern. So we're all being squeezed, so to speak, and pressurized one way or the other. It's a time of energizing the polarity, so to speak, but we know where we're going. We're being pushed into these ascension frequencies. We're literally being pushed into them, and that's what I see that the astrological grand cross is doing right now. That's how it looks to me energetically. If we want to put some names on it astrologically, the astrologers tell us right now, today, August 3rd, it's an expansive Jupiter, 10th aspect to potent Pluto. That's how it's described astrologically. And it's the second in a series of three squares. Again, squares are dynamic tension. So if you think of a circle, things flow. Squares, it's more of being forced. Three squares that begin July 24th and will end February 25th next year. So this is the time where the squares are moving us into a different pattern. We don't have a choice about it. With that Pluto-Jupiter. So the Jupiter is the expansion, the big outer planet of expansion. Pluto, of course, is the deep unconscious. So whatever deep unconscious patterns are being held in the psyche of the planet are being broken up by energies are being forced to expand. But with the Grand Cross, they're being forced to expand in a certain way. It's not like, oh yeah, we can just expand and do this and do that, which is a lot of energy that we've had on the planet forever, that, oh yeah, we feel this expansion energy and there's all these choices, people can try this, do that. That was part of the experience of duality consciousness, that there could be so many ways to experience energy and people could just about do anything to have very distinct experiences. But now the experiences need to be of a certain vibrational frequency, and it has to do with sound, and it has to do with these higher ascension sounds, so to speak, these higher frequencies, the frequencies of the raised kundalini. And the way these lower frequencies are being broken up, so if anybody's felt this, you might feel it like in the base of your head, like even headaches, or you might know somebody that's had headaches, or you might have, or tension in your neck, because what's happening is we're being bombarded by these higher frequencies coming through, and as we do our chants, it helps to organize them into a specific beautiful form, like star crystalline form, like beautiful droplets of water. But we have to do a lot of chanting now, because otherwise it's just going to feel like chaos, because these lower frequencies that are being broken up from the base of the brain, that's the reptilian brain, the brain stem, are being released. So they need to be channeled. They need to be formed into a crystalline structure. Like I said, if we were photographing them, they would look like beautiful. When we chant, they would look like these frequencies that are being broken up from the brain stem would be formed into beautiful crystalline structures when we chant. If they're just broken up and they're just floating around, they could just look like, you know, the oil slick or something. So that's what we're really working with. So on a planetary level, the planetary consciousness has been bombarded by, has been held in place by certain lower tone frequencies. And those frequencies are actually on a collective, you might say galactic level or cosmic level. The sound frequencies that come into the planet are different now. So it's really important to be aware of that. And what's kept people in a certain consciousness is the frequencies of these sounds and these tones coming onto the planet. So people could literally be going crazy because things are different, or they could be coalescing into higher frequencies. But this is a really pivotal time to really use these kind of random wave energies that are flowing around, and with our chanting, focus them into these beautiful star crystalline shapes with our voices. The main war, so to speak, the main change from this duality to this unity consciousness is a change from people really having the freedom to crystallize the energies on the planet into the heart center and not being so controlled by all these quote-unquote external vibrational messages, lower frequency messages that affect people's thinking, whether it's, you know, what's on TV, the violence that's on TV, or what people see around them. Remembering that those are all just projections. And as we pull the energy back into the core of our own beings, activating our own DNA, these lower frequency projections of the world around us from people's minds are going to be of a higher frequency. So right now we're in a war for our hearts to move from having a lot of mind control, so to speak, and taking our power back and pulling it into our hearts. And this is happening on a collective level. So it's almost like if you're seeing certain patterns and then you see static on a TV, then all of a sudden you just see static. It's these lower patterns are being broken up. So it's the time of a critical mass where on a critical level these patterns are being broken up and there's less mind control or thought control, or there's more ability to change collectively people, more ability for people to change their mind because there's less mind control. And that's what I mean by these lower being bombarded by lower frequencies. These lower frequencies have been a form of mind control to keep people in that duality consciousness that we've been talking about, that's breaking up so we can go into unity consciousness. So people have the ability now, but they have to choose it, to change their mind. And remembering that the world that we see around us, whether it's wars or whatever it is a direct reflection of the collective mindset of everybody on the planet. So in order for people to change what they see around them and have the world around them not show up as a world of war or a world where there's ecological disaster, has to start with people changing their minds. And when the frequencies in the reptilian brain, the lower frequencies, people aren't being bombarded with that as much, then they have more choice to do that. But it has to be crystallized and it has to be a choice. It has to be a choice for people to use their power to say no to what's not in alignment with their heart, their love, with themselves. So it's a time to come back home. It's not a time to really be at this moment like going out and, you know, picketing, not that anybody would, but I'm thinking about the Vietnam era when it really was a time to let the politicians or whoever know there was a lot of movement to stop the war. And this is a movement to stop the war, but this is now the war for our minds, the war for our thoughts. It's a time to really go inside and really work with, okay, where's my power? Where's my power of self-love? Where's my power to chant? Where's my power to do my spiritual practices? What does my higher self want me to do right now to crystallize myself, to crystallize my God self, to crystallize my goddess self, to crystallize my own heart energy? So I'm really following my own internal higher self guidance, and I'm not giving my energy, my power away to these media messages that I'm being bombarded with. And then the waves that we're talking about, the waves that we want to move into feeling and share with those people around us is that wave of feeling our own power, the power of our own love cursing through our body. And I was just feeling last night that I was just feeling these, and we've talked about this before, and I know you guys are feeling it too, but just feeling those waves of love kind of washing over you, and that's the power. And then as we feel more and more able to identify this is who we are, we're these powerful waves of love, then these powerful waves of love are going to be radiated out more and more and are going to be more accepted by others so that we have more of a collective impact to help other people get into these waves of love or ascension frequencies or column of light. You know, we don't have to use this esoteric language. We can just say people can feel their own love more. People can live in a more loving, peaceful world. So that kind of language is appropriate also. And we can experience pulling 5D onto 3D, again, not in esoteric language, but just experience more harmony, more of that unity consciousness, more of that connection with each other as loving beings, and we can really start to experience that human, that light coming from people's minds, so that people's minds, the humans, people's minds aren't controlled by the darkness, by the illusion of darkness, but that illusion of darkness that is being broken up. So people can start to really radiate light from their minds. So as we do it as a group, then we are affecting the collective consciousness. We are anchoring in these frequencies for other people to ride, so other people can ride the wave that we're starting to ride more and more. So this is the basic message. It is a war for our minds. And so as we pull the light through our minds, connected with our higher thoughts, connected with our heart frequency, and move into our own waves of love, now we have the pathway to these realms. And we're anchoring in that pathway to unity consciousness, the pathway to the higher realms of love, of joy, compassion, whatever's beautiful to you, beauty. And we can float in that, looking at the plumerias and the roses. And we're able to more keep the focus on the heart chakra and setting our intentions to align, setting the intentions with the focus of the heart to align with the mind and the mind of these ascended beings, the mind of these masters, so to speak, that are working with us. And then that turns us into the masters. So we are, you guys are, the ones that are going to be holding these mastery frequencies on the planet. It's not some ascended masters out there in the astral plane. You're bringing it in right now. You are moving into mastery. You are moving into being the future ascended masters. And it sounds really out there, but it's true. And that's the power that I'm feeling from this group and from you. And that's where what we're moving to. Remembering that everybody on the planet has free will. We can't intervene when we're not requested. And we can't do it for other people. But as Yogi Bhajan used to tell us, that spirituality is caught, not taught. People are going to feel these ascension feelings. They're going to feel the love. And they're going to want to just be in that love, so people will be drawn to you. And people could just feel it, you know, energetically, because as we build this anchor in this higher grid, then even when people meditate, they're going to be able to pull on this grid if they just ask. They just ask to feel more love. And that's a basic question that if you work with people or in your classes, you can give people very simple instructions. You can just tell people to ask feel more love in their own bodies. Just to anchor the frequency of love in their own bodies is a huge step. And to stay connected and to ask the question, what does my heart feel now? What does my heart feel now? And to have that as a self-referencing point rather than, okay, I'm going to turn the TV on and see what, you know, some stars are doing something. To have people learn to reference their power, their energy, with their own heart chakra is a huge leap forward into these frequencies that we're working with. And just for people to get that the world around them is a reflection, that it's the world around them is a collective reflection, and if they can start to reference their own heart, and then they can start to experience the love coming to them more and more and see that as a reference point, then the world around us reflects more and more love. And more. So then there's literally, right now, there are like ascension stations or ascension areas where there's this happening more collectively, and this will spread out more on the planet. And I don't even know how many points of ascension entry there'll be, so to speak, on the planet, but we're all anchoring in that column wherever we are. So that's all we need to know. There are places where it's not happening or it's not happening as much. But it's not just isolated. You know, it would be great if this is available for everybody everywhere, but people, again, have to request it. So we have to remember some basic things, like people have free will and people need to request it. But again, we can be the leaders. We can anchor it in energetically, and we can let people know simple keys. Oh, you know, well, you know, what are you feeling right now in your heart? So even just in casual conversations, you can just ask people that. And help to get them recalibrated away from what's happening out there in the media to what's happening in their own heart chakra, and getting their minds aligned with their heart rather than the other way around, where people are thinking, and they're disconnected. They're disconnected from what's happening in their heart. So that's what's happening with these frequencies coming through, with this lower sound vibration being broken up and not even available on the planet, to only these higher sound currents being available on the planet. So that's the Jupiter energy. So the Jupiter, the expansion energy in the second square to Pluto, which is actually happening today, Tuesday, August 3rd, is creating a pattern, and a pattern of expansion. That's in this moment, that's what's happening astrologically. And it may be showing up as extreme beliefs, like you may notice in yourself some beliefs that you have, or look around you and notice that people that have extreme beliefs are really attached to believing that the world is a certain way. Those beliefs are being exposed and shown up. The world doesn't have to be how it is. It doesn't have to be a world at war. It doesn't have to be a world that uses all of its resources, so many resources, for war. That's an example of an extreme belief. So what's the urgency that these planets are pushing us through? What change needs to be initiated to transform the world, to transform our inner world, to reflect outside of us? So again, astrologically, the astrologers have been telling us for years, this is a critical turning point in human history. It's a critical point of intensity. Today is a critical point of intensity astrologically, where this Jupiter-Pluto square is just showing us, it's underscoring this idea that we know that the world has to change. It's easy to imagine, oh, you know, there's all these disasters in the world, things are falling apart. Yes, they're falling apart so that we can coalesce in a higher frequency. We can coalesce in that expansion that Jupiter's bringing today, and we can connect with the power of Pluto, which is our deep unconscious, our deep subconscious, as being broken up with our reptilian brain. The Pluto and the reptilian brain energy are connected, so our subconscious being broken up. So some people may be having a lot of intense dreams, and I know for me, I've kind of had a hard time sleeping, but actually last night I slept better, but it's a lot like that. So however it's shown up for you, it's these waves hitting our reptilian brain, awakening our hearts, and the direction, the T-square, the cardinal grand cross astrologically is the direction, pushing us up to connect with these higher frequencies, and also for these higher frequencies to come down. So the wave goes up and it comes down, goes up and it comes down, this ascension chamber. So we can move into re-referencing, having a different reference point, and holding the reference point, being the heart in our own bodies, connected with Gaia, connected with the Earth, as we pull these frequencies onto the Earth. And the guides are just here with us, and Yogi Bhajan's here, and they're thanking us all for moving into these higher frequencies, and they're here with us. Okay, so, wonderful. Keep breathing. We're going to move into our Ramadasa, anchoring in our healing energy. So we're going to move right into that, and then we'll check in a little bit more. We'll talk a little bit more. So here we go.
Come on.
Inhale. Healing energy, the planet. Exhale, let it go down to your feet, to the earth. Inhale, bring the energy up. Bring it into your own heart chakra. Energize your own heart. And it's throughout your whole body. There you go. Okay, we're going to do a call for Dr. Hitt and Margie and any other souls or beings that need that. Inhale. A call, a call, a call, a call. Bless you, Margie. Bless you, Dr. Hitt. Thank you for your love and service to the planet. We love you and we love you. Inhale and exhale and slowly come back.